This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know about you guys, but I get a reminder or a little notification on my phone telling me how many hours I have spent on screen time that week. And I've been actually going down just because I've been so busy and I'm on my laptop or I'm on my computer. But it gives you a reminder, my iPhone does, on how many hours I've been on the phone for a week. Now, I'm at the age where I want to protect my eyes. I don't want to get any more farsighted than I am, where I'm needing reading glasses more and more. I don't, especially since I started out as being nearsighted. And I want to enjoy my kids while I still can and not all the BS on my phone. But time and time again, you hear people say we're addicted to our phones, we're addicted to our phones, we're addicted to social media, we're addicted to being online, and it is worse than substance abuse. Now, studying dopamine, which, by the way, a book is going to be coming out with my co-author, C.J. Kalikas, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be awesome. But studying dopamine and studying addiction and other things that relate to social media, it absolutely can be as addictive as substance uses and drugs and tobacco and nicotine and alcohol, because it does play on our brain. It plays on our reward centers. And there's also some very subliminal manipulation that we don't realize. But the problem is society now almost demands that we are able to access this. Look at what happened with the Maui fires. You know, they said, well, we said, where there was some mention of a text or emergency broadcast system through the phones. Well, if the cell towers are down, you're not going to get it on the phones. You're going to need to require an AM radio or some other way to be able to hear either sirens or get the emergency broadcast system. And so society is almost now, like with our Amber Alerts, with our weather updates, with our news updates, everything comes on the phone. I don't hear a siren outside. Nobody knocks on my door. I don't get a phone call because I don't have a landline anymore because I stopped spending money on that because it was all about my phone. So we live in a society right now where our phones are our main form of communication. I have a friend whose mother is older and doesn't have a cell phone, and she wants to text and she wants to be able to communicate with others, but you know, she doesn't have a cell phone, and it involves you paying for a cell phone, having a cell phone, carrying it around. It's almost like society now has shifted everybody to tech, which, tech wins. Tech probably planned this from the outset, got us hooked on these phones. Same thing with social media. Social media is now where people get their news. Now that there's so many different news stations, and some are right, some are left, some are overly biased, some I don't even know what the hell they're covering. The average person says, I'm just getting my news from Facebook or from Instagram or from Twitter. So if society is now expecting you to get your news from social media and find out, some individuals said they found out about the fires on social media because people in Maui couldn't call them. Well, then now we're hooked, and maybe not hooked from a addictive standpoint, but we're hooked because that's what society is now limiting us to. So, I look at it as if you don't need your cell phone for communication and to look at the news, then you really don't need to be on it. I understand our games are on it. I understand our movies are on it. I'd rather we go out to the movies and help out the theaters and, you know, help out local economy. But try to look at what it is you use your cell phone for. And if you can, the key to any sort of dependency is, can you live without it? Me, I could not live without a phone because that's how the media reaches out to me. That's how my contacts reach out to me. That's how work reaches out to me. But if we lost our phone, is there any other way somebody could reach out to you? Do you have an email? Do you have a landline? So look at what you're doing and see if, for some reason, if a cell tower went out or you lost your phone or somebody stole your phone, would you be able to survive or would you completely melt down going through withdrawal? And if you can't function without something, such as a phone, etc., you might be in trouble. Also, have a plan with your bosses or with your employees or coworkers and with your family members, saying, if I don't answer you back, maybe it's because I don't have a phone. Maybe it's because I'm out on a trip. Maybe it's because I'm on a boat. Maybe it's because I don't have cell service. What's your plan B? How else will you reach out to me? But do I think social media is a sickness? I think it's sick if that's our source of news, especially if it's biased and if it comes with so much commentary and opinion that we're not able to get our basic news. But if that's our only way out to the outside world, people are not going to give that up. And as we've seen, now we have even more social media platforms. We have what now? Threads, Snapchat, Instagram, Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook. I think Facebook wanted to do a Meta virtual. In fact, when I play my Oculus, there people want to reach out to me and communicate with me. If I'm playing my Oculus, I don't want to talk to anybody. They even asked to videotape. Can we videotape you playing? No. Why would you want to videotape me playing? But right now, that's what tech is about because they get to sell. And yes, we are very vulnerable to the marketing ploy. But I don't care if you use social media. I don't care if you use your phone because I use my phone. What I care about is what if you can't access it, or what if you're in an emergency like we saw with Maui or a hurricane or an earthquake? What is your go-to? And if you've given up your landline, if you don't have AM radio, if you don't have another access to the outside world, I say we make sure we have that one. And that we make sure we are dependent on from a society standpoint. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel or Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's get right to it. We've had a lot of movies, a lot of blockbusters this summer that have been out and people have been going to and flocking to. But one movie I finally saw, because I didn't have a chance to see it before, is Sound of Freedom. And it opens our eyes to the child sex trafficking world and tragedy that is befalling millions of kids, in addition to the adult trafficking industry. And it was a movie that it's kind of hard to watch because you know what's happening to these kids, but they handle it very well in terms of not being submerged in the imagery of it. But you understand what's happening to these kids. And it's a story. It's actually a fascinating story about Timoteo. So it was the tale of, and I apologize, Jim Caviezel. He was the one in Passion of Christ. I believe he plays Tim Ballard, who is, I believe, a Department of Homeland Security officer who goes and tries to rescue a brother and sister and more kids who have been caught up in this sex trafficking ring. And the movie Sound of Freedom, I think a lot of headlines have been bashing it. They think it's supposed to be, I don't know, about a political, they made it political, but Sound of Freedom was the sound of a child being freed from the trafficker. So I'm not sure what everybody's talking about in terms of criticizing it. It's about child trafficking. I really didn't see any other messaging in there. And it's a very, very sad reality. But the movie did a very, very good job of opening people's eyes to it. I don't want to give any spoilers, but when you leave the movie theater, you're charged saying, we got to do something about this. And what's interesting about the movie is early on in the movie, they show actual footage of kids being taken, kidnapped, abducted. And you see actual video footage of this being done. And it happens in America. It happens all over the world. And, you know, some of these imageries look like it's broad daylight. Kids are playing outside. Somebody comes up, swoops up the kid and takes him. Now, I grew up being Gen X, playing outside. We played outside. We didn't come home until it was dinner time. If you didn't come home by dinner time, you get in trouble. But there was, you know, some rules laid down, but we had the freedom to go and play outside. And we had the freedom to be around other kids. Yet this industry has gotten so big, and I'm sure it's always existed, but now it involves millions upon millions of both adults and kids, that the abductions. And we still hear, you know, maybe we don't see them on milk cartons anymore because people use milk jugs, but these abductions continue. And the reason why there's a market is because you have sick, disgusting people who ask for it, either through pornography or through sex acts. And it scares me. I mean, not only is it frightening what happens to these kids, and it's frightening how all these kids and adults can be abducted and forced into slavery, but that there are individuals who don't think that there's anything wrong with it. If you do watch the movie, there's a character named Giselle. And Giselle represents, apparently this was a true story, Giselle represents a Cartagena beauty queen. Who apparently would ring the kids in. So not only can people just get abducted and stolen, but kind of like the Jeffrey Epstein, you know, and Ghislaine Maxwell, similar name, but where they use a woman to attract these kids or these teens by promising them money, promising them fame, promising them opportunities. And so you look at them and they look unassuming. They don't look evil. They don't look like they have anything wrong. They're nice. They know how to manipulate you. And then all of a sudden you find yourself trapped. And, you know, the alleged beauty queen, and again, I don't want to give too many spoilers. I mean, she was exquisite. She had a whole career ahead of her. Why would she get involved in this? And be the one that helped bring these kids in. So as a parent, as an American, as a physician, yeah, as a neighbor to kids, I almost want to stand out there being on guard. But it happens. And in fact, one of my very good friends years ago went into an elevator. And a man walks in, starts sizing up the daughter, and actually looked at the mom like he was going to take the daughter. Now, the mom got out of that situation, But these things, it doesn't matter if you live in Las Vegas, North Dakota, New York City, Cartagena, Bogota. These are things that can happen anywhere. And we are so naive to think that if we don't see it, it doesn't happen. And the evil that persists out there, these traffickers, these whether it's cartel, whether it's just individuals acting on their own, they plan. All they do is plan. Wasn't there a kid, Ethan Pites, who was walking to school and got abducted? This was like decades ago. And I think he was, it was the first time he asked his mom to let him walk to school alone. And then apparently the criminal had been, and the stalker had been watching for weeks. And once they found that opportunity, grabbed the kid. We're being hunted. I've said this. We're being hunted. Now, I don't want us being paranoid, walking around out there going, oh my gosh, somebody's going to grab me or grab my kid. But, you know, just because we're not in a jungle setting or we're not out in the wild and we aren't always having to look over our shoulder for a lion or a tiger or a bear, you know, to jump on us, humans are hunting us. And either they're hunting us to kill or they're hunting us to rape or they're hunting us to traffic. And I know that's a sad reality. And, again, I don't know why people are bashing Sound of Freedom. I thought it was a fantastic movie, and I thought it opened our eyes to this. And I think we all need to, you know, get a wake-up call and be on the lookout. If you do see kids that are playing alone and you don't see a parent nearby, you know, maybe just kind of keep an eye out for them. Yeah, and I mean, it's going to take, you know how it takes a village? It's going to take all of us to ensure. Look at how there's been individuals saved by them in traffic, and they turn to look at the car next to them, and the teenager in the back of the car is giving hand signals to them that they need help, or mouthing the word help. And thank God they didn't ignore it, or they weren't high or oblivious. They actually called the police, checked the license plate, and got them tracked down. We are living among victims. And these victims may be at stores, may be at fast food places with their captor. And it really takes us also figuring out how to stop these pedophiles and these individuals. Some of them think they're having sex with a 21-year-old or a 25-year-old when the child, it's actually a child. I mean, you know, we have a lot of work to do. And I don't know where to begin. I know there's a lot of groups out there. Tim Ballard has, I guess, an organization, and there's multiple charities out there that help victims. But we can't ignore this stuff. And after I saw what happened with COVID, and now people are like, look, you know what? I'm just going to stay home. You do you. Now, I understand you've lost your business. The lockdowns are ruining you. But you know what? That's you. I do me. No. Okay, you know, we need good Samaritans. We need people to help. How many individuals are thinking about not going into law enforcement anymore or medicine? They're like, no, after what I saw, what happened with COVID and all that, no. Why? We need individuals to put their lives out there, and maybe not so much put their lives on the line, but to be there for others. Look at how recruitment for the military is down. So I don't know how to get that feeling back. But there's a lot of people out there that need our help. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump said next week's scheduled news conference in New Jersey, in which he plans to release a report on his so-called election fraud, is no longer happening. On the advice of his lawyers, he will now release that report in formal legal filings. Hurricane Hillary, now a Category 4 storm, churning in the Pacific Ocean southwest of Mexico. At last check, Hillary's wind speeds were clocked at 140 miles an hour. The top Maui emergency management official who didn't sound warning sirens as wildfires swept across the island has resigned. He stepped down the day after defending his decision not to activate those sirens. A Chicago community calling on gang members to cease fire between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. People in the Rogers Park area say they are living in the middle of a gang war. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this study confuses me. Apparently the headline is a study on social media said 52 doctors were responsible for spreading COVID-19 misinformation to millions in the U.S. 52 doctors. And I don't think they're including Fauci, anybody from the CDC. Remember, the misinformation flipped. What was considered misinformation early on in the pandemic got proven later, such as natural immunity may play a role. I thought that was, you know, natural immunity doesn't play a role. I thought that was debunked by those of us that have common sense. But that was to me, I thought the misinformation being spread by the government and by natural immunity plays no part. It won't do anything. If you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. If you get the vaccine, you won't spread COVID. Again, misinformation. The masks will protect you from COVID. The mask might provide a barrier, what Fauci originally said was correct, but wear the mask and you won't get COVID. Wear the mask and you won't spread COVID. If it's not an N95 respirator, and if it's a reused mask that's wet with somebody's respiration and is already contaminated, might not work that well. So what's the misinformation and what's not? Well, apparently, they're still going by whatever was the narrative early on was still the truth. So this study, I'm really kind of shocked by this, because didn't anybody learn anything? Study published in JAMA Network, entitled Communication of COVID-19 Misinformation on Social Media by Physicians in the U.S. They found in a mixed method study of high-use social media platforms that physicians from across the U.S. and representing a range of medical specialties were found to propagate COVID-19 misinformation about vaccines, treatments, and masks on large social media and other online platforms that had a wide reach based on number of followers. They say the study's findings suggest a need for rigorous evaluation of harm that may be caused by physicians who hold a uniquely trusted position in society. Propagating misinformation, ethical and legal guidelines for propagation of misinformation are needed. I agree that you shouldn't have a doctor give wrong information. But when are they going to address the doctors that gave the misinformation that later got proven opposite? So when you look at their design, they used the CDC guidelines for the prevention and treatment of COVID during the study window, and the study window looked at misinformation from January 21 to December 2022. They looked at the specialties, the state licensure, and what they did is they said 42 physicians posted vaccine misinformation, propagated information more than one category, 20 posted misinformation on 5 or more platforms, major themes identified disputing vaccine safety and effectiveness, promoting medical treatments lack scientific evidence and or U.S. FDA approval, disputing mask-wearing effectiveness, and other unsubstantiated claims like virus origin, government lies, and conspiracy theories. Now, if they are saying that a doctor saying the virus might have originated in the Wuhan lab, isn't that now what Congress is saying? Didn't the CIA and the Department of Energy conclude that with some degree of certainty? So are they talking about the doctors who said, nope, the virus came from bat soup? I don't think they are. When they're talking about vaccine safety and effectiveness, if there was any doctor who said there are no side effects to the COVID vaccine, that's misinformation. All medicines and all vaccines can have potential side effects. Even the CDC posts on their website how many deaths are being investigated in cases of myocarditis and TTP and DVT and all sorts of other issues. So I get the feeling they're not talking about the doctor who said there is absolutely no side effect. In terms of vaccine efficacy, if a doctor said this vaccine is going to protect you lifelong, that's misinformation. If they're going to say the vaccine is going to last you at least till next year, that was misproven. So, again, who are they saying were these 52 physicians? disputing mask wearing effectiveness. How many people were yelled at by nurses and staff in a hospital for getting COVID, blaming that they weren't wearing a mask, and they said, no, but I was wearing a mask. I did wear a mask. How does anybody in the healthcare field think that some of the crap that people were wearing on their faces was protective? You need N95 respirators. Originally, Trump was going to have mass production. And then after he left office, I don't know what happened. But we never saw his administration or the Biden administration pass out N95 respirators. Those would have done better. But people reusing their mask that was at the bottom of their car in their pocket, that doesn't really protect a lot. That's why people still got COVID. So I'm trying to figure out who is the one that gave the misinformation, and are they still saying it's the people who said, look, guys, if you get the vaccine, you can still get COVID. Now, keep in mind, you're not going to be COVID-free. The vaccine immunity might not last. You might need a booster. You know, your mask might not protect you unless it's clean, changed out, and of a proper hospital grade. Are those the people that said it right? That's what I would think. Now, what about the medical treatments lacking scientific evidence? There have been studies that have proven and disproven ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine's role. If a medical provider is looking at the studies that show there's potential, and I even read you some of the studies, they even said this ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine should be looked at. Any doctor saying we should look at this, and I even said, ask any patient who was on Plaquenil or any patient who was on these medications prior to them getting COVID and see how they fared. If they still died like everybody else, all right, that says one thing. But if they had a minimal COVID experience and lived and you saw on the whole some better numbers, that's associative, but that might be some additional data to build on. That's not, in science, you're allowed to do that. Another thing, too, is doctors wanted to help. We were faced with something we've never seen before in medicine. And when you had individuals saying, look, here's some theories. And you had cardiologists, infectious disease doctors, family medicine doctors, pediatricians. You had individuals of all specialties want to get minds together to work on this. They were shut down. So I'd like to know who they're saying spread the misinformation. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked, there's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms,
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious, such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday or the other day, we spoke about how attendance in schools are dropping and chronic absenteeism is growing. Alaska had one of the highest. You saw some high rates in Michigan, New York, if I remember correctly, Nevada, New Mexico. But it wasn't necessarily a red state, blue state sort of distribution. You know, keep in mind, Alaska has, you know, does have, you know, shorter days during the winter. You know, you would think, well, pre-pandemic versus post-pandemic, the daylight hours and the weather was similar. But some of you have reached out, and when we listed some of the reasons for some of the absenteeism, such as kids are seeing their parents not want to go to work, they don't want to go to school. They might be sick, and rather than the parents saying, you're going,
you're going, I got to go to work. I just push through it, and then I'll pick you up when I'm done with work. Now the parents are working from home. It's easier for them to say, all right, well, then just stay home. Transportation issues, safety issues, curricula. Some of you have reached out saying that private school is too expensive. And many parents are pulling their kids out of school and trying to determine how to put their kids in a private school so they feel they have more control over the curriculum. That was an interesting email I got. Others have also brought up vaccines. They don't want to vaccinate after the COVID vaccine was added to the CDC list. You know, I told you, once the CDC had recommended, and they had to, the CDC had to add the COVID vaccine recommendation to their list, because once they approved it in kids, they had to add it to the chart. It's up to the school districts to determine if it's going to be mandated. So even though the flu vaccine is recommended by the CDC for pediatric vaccination protocols, the districts take the flu shot. So it is still school district dependent, but some parents say that's a concern. A big issue also is the level of education. We are seeing major concerns with kids' math and reading scores. And when you've seen, like what happened in Baltimore or many school districts, now, as part of the low math and reading scores, the curriculum shift, focus on other material, is it that the teachers, since COVID, have not been at the staffing numbers they need, so when a substitute comes in, there's a disruption of the continuity of teaching? Is it that rather than kids getting into a lot of trouble if they would not study, do their homework, and pass a test, is now the attitude, well, oh well, and are teachers just passing kids? Or are teachers finding that the parents aren't having their back, and it's not worth, you know, the struggle? There could be a lot of reasons why kids aren't passing. Is it that kids just don't care? They don't care about math. They don't care about reading. Most of these kids' lives have been about being attracted or interested to what is on the computer, or what you're about to see or play with, or what you're about to eat, rather than this is what you got to do. It's not about what you want, it's what you have to do. And we've kind of moved away from that with kids. I mean, I told my kids, you got to eat your vegetables, you got to brush your teeth, you got to take a bath, you know, you got to call grandma. I mean, these are things you need to do. Don't just have responsibilities. That's what a responsibility is. And you have a responsibility to your body and to your health and to your loved ones to keep yourself healthy. But maybe math and reading and schoolwork are not responsibilities anymore. But the subject coming up of private schools, that's an interesting one. Just because there's a private school doesn't necessarily mean they're not going to have the desired sex ed content or curriculum content that somebody may want. Private schools are run like a corporation. And so when a parent raises their hand and says, I'd like this, depending on how much they donate, that idea may never make it to the classrooms. And these private schools don't want their curriculum run by big donors. And so they decide what is best for kids. I think parent input is important, and I think they do listen overall. But if you want sex ed to be taught in middle school and not grade school, you know, just because a school might now be doing it doesn't mean it might not change 2 years from now. Private schools could have conservative agendas, liberal agendas, and go back and forth. And then individual teachers could interject
their political beliefs and opinions. So, you know, thinking that private school is going to be the ones that will be the panacea to all the math and reading and academic focus, I'm hearing some of them also have to split focus on other things as well. Now, you have a choice. At least with private school, you have a choice. Public school, you don't. That's the school in your kid's district. For you to change districts takes an act of Congress. So if you don't like it, lump it. That's the attitude towards public school. So private school gives people choices. Now, but, you know, what's being taught can always change. And, you know, I've said time and time again, schools need to teach kids a lot more than what they're teaching. And if the school day was only in the morning, in terms of the academics of being stuck at a desk with more concrete, shorter lessons, and then the afternoons was all the practical learning, I think a lot of parents would prefer the type of education the kids were getting. If all kids, by the time they're a sophomore in high school, have been exposed to the trades, like plumbing, electricians, mechanics, if all kids have been taught self-defense, have been taught first aid, medical care, the health sciences, have been taught charity, operating a business, running a business. You know how kids love when they get to sell lemonade or they get to make a business and then they love that practical learning. You do that in the afternoons. Everybody should know taekwondo or a martial arts. They should all know how to work a gym equipment. They should all know how to hike. They should know safety, survival, how to start a fire, how to fish. So by the time they're a sophomore in high school, they could survive in emergency settings and disaster settings. They can have an idea of what trade or career they might want to go into. And then make junior and senior year college. There's your free college. Junior and senior year, become an associate's degree. And don't have the kids off for 3 full months in the summer. And when people say, oh, the teachers will never go for that because the teachers want their time off. If a teacher gets to only work the mornings or the afternoons, they might consider it. But, you know, I don't think private school will be the answer because, remember, private schools still have to be run like a corporation. The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY will go away.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.